This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فهو المهتد، ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، إخوتي في الله، وعن عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه واستاء أن صحابة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم did not know what to do exactly with the situation, and some of them were panicking. Some of them did not know why did the voice of the Imam change from the voice of Amir al-Mu'mineen Umar bin al-Khattab to the voice of Abdul Rahman bin Auf radiyallahu anhuma. But Umar bin al-Khattab at that moment, ya ikhwati fillah, after he realized, came to the conclusion that he will die, what did he do, ya ikhwati fillah, to maintain the unity of the ummah, to maintain the unity that is must for us to have? He appointed 6 of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 6 of them: Abdul Rahman bin Auf, Sa'd bin Abi Waqas. Listen to the list of these individuals: Uthman bin Affan, Ali bin Abi Talib, Talha bin Ubaidillah. Now all of them are from the Mubashirin of Jannah, the people who are giving glad tidings that they will be among the people of paradise. But Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu, he went to Suhaib al-Rumi and he said, "Ya Suhaib, you lead the congregation until they decide who's going to be the commander and the leader of the ummah. Ya Maqdad bin Aswad, and Abu Talha al-Ansari, you are the election committee." And he said to them, "Give them 3 days. After the 3rd day, if anyone disagree the man that they appoint, قَالَ فَضْرِبُوهُ بِالسَّيْفِ, get rid of him. Anyone, يَا أَمِيرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, anyone. Why would Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu would go that extreme, that after the decision is made and they decide a certain person to be the leader of the ummah, what would he say? Anybody who disagrees with them, get rid of him, because that will create chaos in the ummah, that will create disunity. And the title of the ummah is the evil, the title of the ummah is the evil of disunity. It will create chaos, because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the hadith al-sahih, he is the one who said, من أتاكم وأمركم جميع على رجل واحد يريد أن يفرق جمعكم أو يشق عصاه أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم قال فاقتلوه. Get rid of him. Yes, get rid of him. Because in this ummah, to be disunited, to say I am Ajam, I am Arab, I am this, it is not part of this deen. It is not part of this religion. And look at the choice of Umar ibn Khattab. Who did he leave as an imam? Suhaib al-Rumi. A man who used to be a slave. A man who was not from the Arab, not from the Quraysh, not from the family of the Prophet. He said, no, this man who used to be a slave would lead the congregation and would lead the ummah in Salah for 3 days. Disunity is what is killing us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul fi sahih Muslim, لو أن الناس يعلمون من الوحدة ما أعلم. He said, if the people only knew what is in unity as much as I know about it. قال ما صار راكب بليل وحدة. في الصحيح. He said, if the people only knew what is in unity, the power of unity. If they only knew as much as I know of that term, single man will never travel by himself. A man will not travel by himself. وفي سنن ابن ماجه بسند صحيح بسند حسن يقول صلى الله عليه وسلم الراكب الشيطان. A man who travels by himself is a shaitan. And the man, the two who travel by themselves are also shaitan. But three is congregation. Also, in the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and listen to this. He saw a man, after Rasulullah finished the salah, he saw a man praying by himself. فانتظر. And he waited sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And after the salah, he said to the man, استقبل صلاتك فإنه لا صلاة للذي يصلي خلف الصف. He said, you repeat your prayer. There is no prayer for the individual who prays by himself away from the congregation. Why is this? Why? As-salah. He's going to pray by himself anyway. He asked him to repeat the salah by himself again. Why would he do this? Because to initiate that division away from the congregation is unacceptable. لذلك يقول صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا أقيمت الصلاة. When the iqama is called, there is no salah for anyone else except that prescribed prayer. Why? Because Tariq al-Jama'ah, he left the congregation. He left. In everything, whether small or big, to be away from the congregation, to be away from the ummah is unacceptable. Remember the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi sahih Muslim wa sunan Abi Dawud. Wa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam walked into the masjid and he saw the sahaba, his own companions, sitting in small groups away from one another, not talking in haram manners, not backbiting anyone, not cheating, not dealing with business, but sitting in the corners of the masjid remembering Allah. And he admonished them. قال مالي أراكم حزين. Why would you be segregated like this? Why would you be away from one another? Why would you do that? Because it is not part of Islam. Listen to this, ya ikhwati fillah. When Allah created Adam, and Adam had one enemy, and Allah said, وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسِ. Except Iblis. He decided not to prostrate for Adam. He decided to be by himself, individualism. And when Allah cursed him, cast him away from paradise, cast him away from the sama, you know what Iblis said? قَالَ فَبِمَا أَغْوَيْتَنِي لَأَقْعُدَنَّ لَهُمْ صِرَاطَكَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. He said, since you misled me, I will sit on your right straight path. I will not allow anyone to get to you. قَالَ وَلَا آتِيْنَ. In this surah, يَقُولُ الشيطان, challenging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will oppose them from the front. وَعَنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ, I'm from their right. وَعَنْ شَمَائِلِهِمْ, I'm from their left. وَلَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرَهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ. And most of them will be ungrateful. How did he do it? In the ayah he said, فَبِعِزَّتِكَ لَأَغْوِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. In the ayah he said, قَالَ فَبِمَا أَغْوَيْتَنِي لَأُزَيِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَأُغْوِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. How did he do it? يقول ابن عباس رضي الله عنه, in the tafsir of this ayah, كان الناس أمة واحد. People were only one nation, one group. He said, then the devil came to them and created chaos among themselves. And he separated them from one another. And he was able to mislead those individuals who went away from the group. I went away from the group. If you want and desire weakness, be away from your congregation. Be away from your ummah. Be away from the people that are on the same religion and methodology of you as you. And this is given you, ikhwati fillah. Is given. Till today, as Rasulullah stated sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in hadith sahih, the most beloved shaitan to Iblis are the one who is able to separate two individuals. يقول sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, shaitan places his throne over the sea, over the water. فَيَبْعَثْ سَرَايَا. And he will send his groups. قَالَ وَأَدْنَاهُمْ مِنْهُمْ أَكْثَرُهُمْ فِي رِوَايَ أَعْظَمُهُمْ فِتْنَةً. And the closest to the devil, the closer to shaitan, is the one that causes the greatest fitna. قَالَ فَيَأْتِي أَحَدُهُمْ. One of them would come. فَيَقُولُ فَعَلْتُ كَذَا وَكَذَا. I did such and such. And the shaitan will say, مَا صَنَعْتَ شَيْءٍ. You did not do much. ثُمَّ يَجِيهَا آخَرٍ. And another one will come. فَيَقُولُ مَا تَرَكْتَهُ حَتَّى فَرَّقْتَهُ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ امْرَأَتِهِ. He said, I did not leave them until I separated him from his wife. فَيَقُولُ إِبْلِيسِ فَيُدْنِيهِ مِنْهُ وَيَقُولُ نِعْمَ أَنْتِ. You did great job. You did great job. Now the first one he said, صَنَعْتُ كَذَا وَكَذَا. I made him commit a zina. He says, that's okay. It's not much. I made that individual kill innocent individual. He said, you did not do much. I made that individual lie. That is not a big deal. I made this do this. That's not a big deal. But the one who separated two individuals from one another, he said, you did great job. You did great job. Lidhalika ibn Abbas, he said, between Noah and Ibrahim, it's 10 centuries. And the people used to worship Allah. And then Iblis came again. And he took group away from the congregation, from the Jama'ah, from the Ummah. And he misled them. Yes. Without unity, you and I cannot establish much. أقول ما تسمعون واستغفر الله لك فاستغفرون الله غفور رحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Brothers and sisters, you may state and you may say, what can we do in the city of Toronto? According to what they said about the Muslims in Toronto, by the year 2012 maximum, the number of the Muslims here would be 500,000 Muslims. It's not for me, it's from them. One city, what can I do with 500,000 Muslims? A lot. Oh, I can do a lot with 500,000 Muslims. A lot. And don't say, I don't want to deal with those people. I don't want to deal with those people because we have a different view, point of view. Even at the time, when we disagree in certain things, we still have to be united. Not only among the Muslims themselves. As a matter of fact, if we have a common ground, common interest, with the non-Muslim themselves, we are allowed to work with them and say, we can do this together. Go to your community and tell them, do you have a problem with driving and drinking and driving? Yes, but we have a problem with that too. We can help. We have 500,000 Muslims who are willing to help. You have a problem with 10 teenagers probably in pregnancy? Yes, but we have a problem with that too. We can work together. You want to work for the best of the environment? Yes, we can work that with you. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dealt with the Yahud, dealt with the mushrikeen of the Arab, dealt with everyone to protect the common ground, common interest, and that was the well-being of the city of Medina. And he wrote a contract and said, we will work together to protect the city of Medina so we can all live in peace. And you and I can work with our neighbors and work with them, with 500,000 Muslims. What can you do with that? To begin with, you can march to the authority and tell them there are 17 Chinese Muslims. 17 Muslims, Chinese Muslims, who were captured in 2004 because they were guilty of being a terrorist. They were captured, I'm sorry, 2001, and they were cleared 2004. But it's still in custody. You know why? Because nobody wants to take them. Not a single Muslim country said, we will take them as far as I know. 17 Chinese Muslims. If they go to China, they will be killed. they said, the judge ruled that these people being oppressed and they should be released in the United States. But Bush administration said, no, we will not allow that. They are homeless in their prison. They have nowhere to go. And subhanAllah, in our own Muslim country, when a cadre comes, we welcome them. We welcome them. I have seen Yahudi in the Muslim countries. I have seen kuffar in all different colors and shades, different religions in Muslim countries. But these 17 Chinese Muslims, not a single person, or I'm sorry, not a single state or country, Muslim country said, we want them. But you and I, and by the way, for your information, this country, Canada, as far as I know, is the only country said, we will take them, we will consider taking them in. Non-Muslim country, working for the well-being of Muslims, and they say, for those 17 Chinese Muslims who have no home, we will take them in. We will consider it. Where were you, ya ikhwati fillah? Where were we? They were free. They were released almost. No crime since 2004. 4 years ago. But they have nowhere to go except to stay in that cell in Cuba. You and I, for 500,000 Muslims, we can go and say, yes, we will support them as a Muslim community. We will aid and help them. Bring them to Canada. You don't have to work for you. You don't have to give them money or welfare. We will take care of them. With 4,000 or 5,000 Muslims, you can create the most powerful lobby in Canada. You feeling sorry for the young soldiers, Canadian soldiers being killed in Afghanistan? Young people don't want to go to fight. They don't want to fight. They don't want to go there. And you see them when they say goodbye to their friend at the airport, all crying. They don't want to go. But they die. You can write to them and say, listen, we want the troops to be back. For 500,000 Muslims, you will bring them back. You can do that. With that number of Muslims, you can create one of the strongest businesses, Muslim business in Toronto. And I checked around. I mean, I said, subhanAllah, imagine if a man, one of you, decides, he said, listen, there's no Muslim website that has all the Muslim businesses. I'm going to create something called TorontoMuslimBusiness.com. You can be rich. One of the most wealthiest people, a Chinese man, he created one website and he called it Alibaba.com. Chinese kafir called AlibabaWebsite.com. What does he do in China? He only facilitates for the businesses to put their ads in his website, and he's one of the most wealthiest people nowadays. You and I, imagine, out of the Muslim businesses in the city of Toronto, if you gain $1 from every business, $1, and you advertise and you have 10,000, and we do have more than 10,000 businesses in the city of Toronto, per month you can generate $10,000. Easy. And how, which one of us doesn't want to make $10,000 a month? If you just put our resources, if we can put our resources together, if we can work together, as an ummah, we can change a lot. Education system. Look how the Chinese people work. They live in the same neighborhood. Yes. In the same neighborhood. And they force the Board of Education to give their children the best of education that's available in Canada. And they get them. They get that. Because they realize unity means power. Being together means power. Helping each other means power. You can do this. As Muslims, we are scattered all over the city. You have people living in Brompton. You have people living in Mississauga. You have people living in Whitby. You have people living in Richmond Hill. Imagine if we all got together in one area. In the city of Edmonton, the Sikh, they live in what neighborhood? And nothing can be changed or done without their approval. We here, we may as well benefit from the system that they have here. What can you do with unity? A lot. You can change a lot. You can change the foreign policy of this country. You can change how the Muslim thing. You can, even when you need business, when you need help, when you need help, if you call Muslim for your need, you will help the Muslim community. I lived in a house that is owned by an Italian man. If I say there's a light that needs, light bulb needs to be changed, he will say, I have to call my community. And none but Italian will come and change that. If the thing is leaking, an Italian plumber will come. He goes to Italian doctor. His business only for Italian. And they nourish their business. They work together. But us, it seems that when we start business, the first enemy is your Muslim brother. And he says, astaghfirullah, ya akhi. Why your food is so expensive? You know, astaghfirullah, you have a, you know, order shelf. I can go to a cabinet and give me a better deal. You make it cheaper. La. We should say, we will help you. We will pay extra. Because when he becomes strong, he can donate to the Muslim community. He can fix the cars of those who are in need. He can do a lot for the Ummah when he established. Brothers in the masjid right now, they're coming up with a magazine or a newspaper called Ummah Times. What does Ummah Times do? Ummah Times, it advertises all your businesses. All the Muslim business is Ummah. All you need to do, I will never advertise with a kafir. There you go. I've seen and heard some advertisement giving to 680 News. $5,000. But for your Muslim brothers, $50, $80, $100, we think twice before we do this. Unless, brothers and sisters, unless we work together. The day that we need a truck driver, we know where to find truck drivers. The day that I need a cab, I should have a number of a Muslim cab and say, okay, pick me up. When I want to see a doctor, only Muslim doctor. When I want to hire someone, only Muslim worker. Then we can strengthen ourselves. This is the way, and this is the only way we can exist in the society, living according to Islam. When the Sharia, when the government of Toronto, Ontario, decided to give us a break and say, deal your internal affairs based on your Sharia. We did not go and say, those few people are Ismailis and Ahmadis. They're not even Muslims. Why would they speak on behalf of Muslims? But we say, no. We keep quiet and we'll see and watch what happens. And then the result was that they said, they revolt and say, no, we will never allow you to rule yourself, your internal affairs, based on the Sharia. And we had it right there. I disagree with the people who are running it, yes. But the benefit was greater than what we lost. It was greater. But we don't work together. Ikhwati fillah. Anything that happens in your Muslim community, in the city of Toronto, anything that can be done, 500,000 Muslims, that is a great number, large number. You can do a lot, work together. Let us be ummah, let us focus. Ads in a Muslim website. Take your children to Islamic schools. Take your vehicle to Islam, to Muslim owned business. If you're buying a vehicle, make sure there's a Muslim business or car dealer that sells car. If you want to do anything, just ask, is that individual Muslim or not? If it's not, then look for a Muslim, because I'm sure you will find a Muslim. I'm sure you will find a Muslim in that field.
أقول ما تسمع واستغفر الله لي فاستغفروه. اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الكفرة والمشركين. اللهم أعد علينا وحدتنا يا أكرم الأكرمين، وأعزنا أينما كنا وارحمنا يا أرحم الراحمين، وأقم الصلاة يرحمني يرحمكم الله. see this congregation. Also, in our hadith, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and listen to this. He saw a man, after Rasulullah finished the salah, he saw a man praying by himself. فانتظر. And he waited, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And after the salah, he said to the man, استقبل صلاتك. فإنه لا صلاة للذي يصلي خلف الصف. He said, you repeat your prayer. There is no prayer for the individual who prays by himself away from the congregation. Why is this? Why? As salah. He's going to pray by himself anyway. He asked him to repeat the salah by himself again. Why would he do this? Because to initiate that division away from the congregation is unacceptable. لذلك يقول صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا أقيمت الصلاة. When the iqama is called, there is no salah for anyone else except the prescribed prayer. Why? Because فارق الجماعة. He left the congregation. He left. In everything, whether small or big, to be away from the congregation, to be away from the ummah is unacceptable. Remember the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi sahih Muslim wa sunan Abi Dawud. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam walked into the masjid and he saw the sahaba, his own companions, sitting in small groups away from one another, not talking in haram manners, not backbiting anyone, not cheating, not dealing with business, but sitting in the corners of the masjid remembering Allah. And he admonished them. قَالَ مَالِي أَرَاكُمْ حِزِينَ. Why would you be segregated like this? Why would you be away from one another? Why would you do that? Because it is not part of Islam. Listen to this, ya ikhwati fillah. When Allah created Adam, and Adam had one enemy, and Allah said, وَإِذْ قَالْ وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسِ. Except Iblis. He decided not to prostrate for Adam. He decided to be by himself, individualism. And when Allah cursed him, cast him away from paradise, cast him away from the sama, you know what Iblis said? قَالَ فَبِمَا أَغْوَيْتَنِي لَأَقْعُدَنَّ لَهُمْ صِرَاطَكَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. He said, since you misled me, I will sit on your right straight path. I will not allow anyone to get to you. قَالَ وَلَا آتِينَ. In this surah, يَقُولُ الشَّيْطَان, challenging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will oppose them from the front. وَعَنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ, and from their right. وَعَنْ شَمَائِلِهِمْ, and from their left. وَلَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرَهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ, and most of them will be ungrateful. How did he do it? In the ayah he said, فَبِعِزَّتِكَ لَأَغْوِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. In another ayah he said, قَالَ فَبِمَا أَغْوَيْتَنِي لَأُزَيِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَأُغْوِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. How did he do it? يقول ابن عباس رضي الله عنه, in the tafsir of this ayah, كان الناس أمة واحد. People were only one nation, one group. He said, then the devil came to them and created chaos among themselves. And he severed them from one another. And he was able to mislead those individuals who went away from the group. If you want and desire weakness, be away from your congregation. Be away from your ummah. Be away from the people that are on the same religion and methodology of you, as you. And this is given here, ikhwati fillah. It's given. Till today, as Rasulullah stated, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hadith sahih, the most beloved shaitan to Iblis are the one who's able to separate two individuals. يقول صلى الله عليه وسلم شيطان places his throne over the sea, over the water. فيبعث سرايا, and he will send his groups. قال وأدناهم منهم أكثرهم في رواية أعظمهم فتنة. And the closest to the devil, the closer to shaitan, is the one that causes the greatest fitna. قَالَ فَيَأْتِي أَحَدُهُمْ, one of them would come. فَيَقُولُ فَعَلْتُ كَذَا وَكَذَا, I did such and such. And the shaitan would say, مَا صَنَعْتَ شَيْءٍ, you did not do much. ثُمَّ يَجِيَهَا آخر, and another one would come. فَيَقُولُ مَا تَرَكْتَهُ حَتَّى فَرَّقْتَهُ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ امْرَأَتِهِ, he said, I did not leave them until I separated him from his wife. فَيَقُولُ إِبْلِيسُ فَيُدْنِيهِ مِنْهُ وَيَقُولُ نِعْمَ أَنْتِ, you did great job. You did great job. Now the first one he said, صَنَعْتُ كَذَا وَكَذَا, I made him commit a zina. He said, that's okay. It's not much. I made that individual kill innocent individual. He said, you did not do much. I made that individual lie. That is not a big deal. I made this do this. That's not a big deal. But the one who separated two individuals from one another, he said, you did great job. You did great job. لذلك ابن عباس, he said, between Noah and Ibrahim, it's 10 centuries. And the people used to worship Allah. And then Iblis came again, and he took group away from the congregation, from the jama'ah, from the ummah, and he misled them. Yes. Without unity, you and I cannot establish much. أقول ما تسمعون واستغفر الله لكم فاستغفروا إنه الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Brothers and sisters, you may state and you may say, what can we do in the city of Toronto? According to what they said about the Muslims in Toronto, by the year 2012 maximum, the number of the Muslims here would be 500,000 Muslims. It's not from me, it's from them. One city, what can I do with 500,000 Muslims? A lot. Oh, I can do a lot with 500,000 Muslims. A lot. And don't say, I don't want to deal with those people. I don't want to deal with those people because we have a different view, point of view. Even at the time when disagreeing certain things, we still have to be united. not only among the Muslims themselves. As a matter of fact, if we have a common ground, common interest with the Muslim themselves, we are allowed to work with them and say, we can do this together. Go to your community and tell them, do you have a problem with driving and drinking and driving? Yes, but we have a problem with that too. We can help. We have 500,000 Muslims who are willing to help. You have a problem with 10 teenagers probably in pregnancy. Yes, but we have a problem with that too. We can work together. You want to work for the best of the environment. Yes, we can work that with you. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dealt with the Yahud, dealt with the mushrikeen of the Arab, dealt with everyone to protect the common ground, common interest, and that was the well-being of the city of Medina. And he wrote a contract and said, we will work together to protect the city of Medina so we can all live in peace. And you and I can work with our neighbors and work with them. With 500,000 Muslims, what can you do with that? To begin with, you can march to the authority and tell them there are 17 Chinese Muslims. 17 Muslims, Chinese Muslims, who were captured in 2004 because they were guilty of being a terrorist. They were captured, I'm sorry, 2001, and they were cleared in 2004. But he's still in custody. You know why? Because nobody wants to take them. Not a single Muslim country said, we will take them, as far as I know. 17 Chinese Muslims. If they go to China, they will be killed. And the Americans themselves, they said, the judge ruled that these people being oppressed and they should be released in the United States. But Bush administration said, no, we will not allow that. They are homeless in their prison. They have nowhere to go. And subhanAllah, in our own Muslim country, when a cadre comes, we welcome them. We welcome them. I have seen Yahud in the Muslim country. I've seen kuffar in all different colors and shades, different religions in Muslim countries. But these 17 Chinese Muslims, not a single person, or I'm sorry, not a single state or country, Muslim country said, we want them. But you and I, and by the way, for your information, this country, Canada, as far as I know, is the only country said, we will take them, we will consider taking them in. Non-Muslim country, working for the well-being of Muslims. And they say, for those 17 Chinese Muslims who have no home, we will take them in. We will consider it. Where were you, ya ikhwati fillah? Where were we? They were freed. They were released almost. No crime since 2004, 4 years ago. But they have nowhere to go except to stay in that cell in Cuba. You and I, for 500,000 Muslims, we can go and say, yes, we will support them as a Muslim community. We will aid and help them, bring them to Canada. You don't have to work for you. You don't have to give them money or welfare. We will take care of them. With 4,000 to 5,000 Muslims, you can create the most powerful lobby in Canada. You're feeling sorry for the young soldiers, Canadian soldiers being killed in Afghanistan. Young people don't want to go to fight. They don't want to fight. They don't want to go there. And you see them when they say goodbye to their friend at the airport, all crying. They don't want to go. but they die, you can write to them and say, listen, we want the troops to be back. For 500,000 Muslims, you will bring them back. You can do that. With that number of Muslims, you can create one of the strongest businesses, Muslim business in Toronto. And I checked around. I mean, I said, subhanAllah, imagine if a man, one of you, decides, he said, listen, there's no Muslim website that has all the Muslim businesses. I'm going to create something called TorontoMuslimBusiness.com. You can be rich. One of the most wealthiest people, a Chinese man, he created one website and he called it Alibaba.com. Chinese kafir called AlibabaWebsite.com. What does he do in China? He only facilitates for the businesses to put their ads in his website, and he's one of the most wealthiest people nowadays. You and I, imagine, out of the Muslim businesses in the city of Toronto, if you gain a dollar from every business, a dollar, and you advertise and you have 10,000, and we do have more than 10,000 businesses in the city of Toronto, per month you can generate $10,000. Easy. And how, which one of us doesn't want to make $10,000 a month? If you just put our resource, if we can put our resource together, if we can work together as an ummah, we can change a lot. Education system. Look how the Chinese people work. They live in the same neighborhood. Yes, in the same neighborhood. And they force the Board of Education to give their children the best of education as available in Canada. And they get that. Because they realize unity means power. Being together means power. Helping each other means power. You can do this. As Muslims, we are scattered all over the city. You have people living in Brampton. You have people living in Mississauga. You have people living in Whitby. You have people living in Richmond Hill. Imagine if we all got together in one area. In the city of Edmonton, the Sikh, they live in what neighborhood? And nothing can be changed or done without their approval. We here, we may as well benefit from the system that they have here. What can you do with unity? A lot. You can change a lot. You can change the foreign policy of this country. You can change how the Muslim think. You can, even when you need business, when you need help, if you call Muslim for your need, you will help the Muslim community. I lived in a house that is owned by an Italian man. If I said there's a light that needs, light bulb needs to be changed, he will say, I have to call my community. And none but Italian will come and change that. If the thing is leaking, an Italian plumber will come. He goes to Italian doctor. His business only for Italian. And they nourish their business. They work together. But us, it seems that when we start business, the first enemy is your Muslim brother. And he says, astaghfirullah, ya akhi. Why your food is so expensive? You know, astaghfirullah. You have a, you know, order shelf. I can go to a cabinet and give me a better deal. You make it cheaper. La. We should say, we will help you. We will pay extra. Because when he becomes strong, he can donate to the Muslim community. He can fix the cars of those who are in need. He can do a lot for the ummah when he established. Brothers in the masjid right now, they're coming up with a magazine or a newspaper called Ummah Times. What does Ummah Times do? Ummah Times, it advertises all your businesses. All the Muslim business is ummah. All you need to do, I will never advertise with a kafir. There you go. I've seen and hear some advertisement giving to 680 news. $5,000. But for your Muslim brothers, $50, $80, $100, we think twice before we do this. Unless, brothers and sisters, unless we work together. The day that we need a truck driver, we know where to find truck drivers. The day that I need a cab, I should have a number of a Muslim cab that says, okay, pick me up. When I want to see a doctor, only Muslim doctor. When I want to hire someone, only Muslim worker. Then we can strengthen ourselves. This is the way, and this is the only way we can exist in the society living according to Islam. When the Sharia, when the government of Toronto, Ontario, decided to give us a break and say, deal your internal affairs based on your Sharia, we did not go and say, those few people are Ismailis and Ahmadis, they're not even Muslims, why would they speak on behalf of Muslims? But we say, no. We keep quiet and we'll see and watch what happens. And then the result was that they said, they revolted and said, no, we will not allow you to rule yourself, your internal affairs, based on the Sharia. And we had it right there. I disagree with the people who were running it, yes. But the benefit was greater than what we lost. It was greater. But we don't work together. Ikhwati fillah. Anything that happens in your Muslim community, in the city of Toronto, anything that can be done, 500,000 Muslims, that is a great number, large number. You can do a lot, work together. Let us be ummah, let us focus. Ads in a Muslim website. Take your children to Islamic schools. Take your vehicle to Islam, to Muslim owned business. If you're buying a vehicle, make sure there's a Muslim business or car dealer that sells car. If you want to do anything, just ask, is that individual Muslim or not? If it's not, then look for a Muslim, because I'm sure you will find a Muslim. I'm sure you will find a Muslim in that field. أقول ما تسمع واستغفر الله لكم فاستغفروه اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الكفرة والمشركين اللهم أعد علينا وحدتنا يا أكرم الأكرمين وأعزنا أينما كنا وارحمنا يا أرحم الراحمين وأقم الصلاة يرحمكم الله.